Light My Fire, it's Classic Hits 4CA, and we are talking about pets this morning. Had some interesting stories already from Fiona. Ralph had a good one about his dog called Woofer as well. Was it Rufus or was it Pooh? I think it had multiple names. Actually, I find that my animals have got multiple names as well, depending on what mood I'm in, or maybe what mood that they're in as well. It's coming up to 11 minutes past 7. Another girl who's always got some wonderful stories to tell, Anne's online from Westcott. Good morning, Anne. How are you today?
Good morning, Murray. I'm doing fairly well, thanks.
Thank you for waiting for a little while. You're about to go for your walk, but you decided to stay back out to have a bit of a chat to me. I'm really keen. You always tell us wonderful stories about some of your days on the lighthouses in various locations around the North, Anne.
Well, Murray, we spent 6 years on various lighthouse stations, but I'd like to go back to the Torres Strait and back to Bibby Island. We had a cat that we called Captain, and, of course, he used to come swimming with us. And I just believe that, you know, animals adjust to their environment. So whether he thought he was a cat or whether he thought he was a dog, I don't know. But he would follow us, and, of course, if we went swimming, he came too. But I think of him more that every afternoon the island wasn't very large. It was rocky and you didn't go walking in the middle of the day. It was too hot.
Sure.
So probably late afternoon we would walk around the island, and, of course, he would follow us. He would chase away the seagulls and sit down and polish off their catch that they left behind. He'd frighten them away. So every afternoon, besides what we gave him to eat, he also had fresh fish with that. So, but as we walked around the island, Murray, we had a special spot that we watched the sun set into the sea. And,
wow,
of course, with a palm tree in the front, it was a living picture.
It really would have been as well. That's incredible. It really is. You always tell wonderful stories, and that is truly incredible. I mean, very rarely would you see, I mean, cats just hate water. But as you said, adapting to the environment and adapting to those little fish that were left behind by the seagulls as well. Pretty clever captain, that one.
Well, Murray, when we came back to Fitzroy Island, of course, the houses were right up the top of the hill, so we weren't game to take him with us, but he would stand under an open tap and have a bath.
He really
liked water. He really liked. But then growing up with it, Murray, as I say, adjusted to the environment and that sort of thing.
When I was living in Victoria, I decided to take my cat to the beach one day, and I soon worked out that cats generally do not like water. They do not like beaches and windy weather like that when they're out in the open. But Captain was obviously a very, very special cat.
Well, Murray, as I say, he was an ordinary type of cat, nothing spectacular, but just adjusted to our way of life, as we people had to adjust to our way of life also.
And it's always wonderful to talk to you. You have a fantastic day, and I've really enjoyed your story this morning. You have a great day.
Thank you, Murray. Bye for now.
Anne from Westcott. She's always fantastic. She tells some good stories, a bit like my friend Rona from Mount Sheridan.